Hello and welcome back to Podmas in July. It is day 29, the unofficial start of the fifth week of Podmas in July, which is insanity because it's only 3 days. It's today, tomorrow, and the next. And that is crazy because it's a Friday, it's a Saturday, it's a Sunday. It's such a beautiful way to wind down from this entire thing. And that is a very ironic statement because today's question, which I just read, is how do you spend time resting? And one thing I did before I started this entire endeavor was write down that I want to do a self-care kind of a relaxation day once the entire thing is over, just so that I can celebrate and relax. Because as fun as it is to record this, it's a bit stressful having to record, edit, upload all in a day. Yes, it's shorter episodes, but it can still take me quite a bit of time to edit, especially with load shedding, which causes my machine to lag, and then there was issues and just a lot of things that, you know, tend to crop up. And I do go on tangents sometimes, so those are always fun to edit, but long to edit? Yeah, that is, once again, just went on a tangent. Exhibit A. Anyway, the question is, how do you spend your time resting? And I actually want to emphasize that plan to do things, but also plan to rest. I said to myself, taking a day off to rest, I will most likely do that on Sunday. I will probably knock this episode out early just to get it done. But making time to properly rest has been something I've worked on immensely in the past while, especially over the last week. I've started doing yoga. I've started incorporating green tea into my day just as a change over from my coffee and my tea that I normally have. I've cut down to at most 2 cups of coffee a day, a cup of tea, and at least a cup of green tea. And then I try and drink water. I'm still not the best at that, but I try. And it's small changes that I've mentioned several times lead up to big results. And it's the same thing with resting. Especially for someone like me, resting is a hard thing to do because there's always just so much I could rather be doing that actually stopping and doing nothing is really, really hard. To the fun fact of when I went to go watch Minions movie about, what, a week or two ago? I think it was a week ago. Time has flown. I went to go watch the Minions movie and my Fitbit recorded that for the duration of the movie, I was so relaxed, it actually recorded me as being asleep. Like, I swear I will put it on my Instagram if I can find the image because I sent the screenshot to my sister. I was so relaxed, they thought I was asleep while watching a movie. Like, that to me just shows how much I stress and how fast my heart beats at a normal rate, that I just need to relax and unwind more. So what I like to do to relax, or how I spend my time resting, entirely depends on my mood, but for the most part I will most likely be reading something or by playing on my Nintendo Switch. I bought the thing, I think it's last year sometime. I've had it for so long and I didn't even realize it. Wow, okay. So I like to play on my Nintendo Switch, and there's a game called Fall Guys that was released for the Nintendo Switch. I used to play it on PS4 and it came to my Switch and I am obsessed with it. I love the game. And that really relaxes me because it's just a fun, nonsensical game. It's not very intensive and it's just fun. The sounds, the music, everything. It's really enjoyable. So I like to spend my free time playing that every now and again. And I've actually built the habit of taking my Switch downstairs when I'm done with work, laying on the couch and just playing for at least like half an hour, just to help me unwind from work, relax, do something, be in a different environment. That relaxes me. So that's my answer. I will see you in tomorrow's penultimate episode of Podmas in July. And it's a bittersweet moment, but okay. That's it from me. Love you. Bye.